piece of best. Skim milk, white bread, done my homework weeks ahead. Skipping stones, investment, braces, lemonade. I like to make it tough with cycling, mountain biking. Let's go hiking. Make sure your shoes are tied.
Everything is up to you.
traitor, lost both his name and his fate. Through the halls and the corridors, sinking in blood, he tasted his grin, and it tasted good. The king shook his head, left him broken and dead.
Everybody, it's Indiana Jerry. At least it's Jerry. Yeah, Rojo got it. So I'm going to go back. I will come back to a little bit more music here. I want to say hi to, hi, Michelle. Michelle's in chat with Rosemary and Tressy. Good to see Tressy. We haven't seen him for a while. And I've got a lot on the line. And before I open anybody up, I'm just going to say that the reason I played the Indiana Jones theme was because as Indiana Jerry, I have been, I've had quite a day in the Temple of Doom. And So I am not exactly sure how far I'm going to go because I am really, really spent. I just need a little recovery time. So we'll see how it goes. I don't really have anything too much for today anyway. So I'm going to play another song. We'll see how things look, and I'll get Alana on the line in just a few minutes after this song. Anyway, so it's been a hard day at the Temple of Doom, and I hope everybody else is having a lighter day than me. God bless you all. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah.
On the line, and I played that song. I think I made her cry with that song because she dropped off the line. So I'm sorry, Pat, if I did. Jesus holds us whenever, sometimes when we're crying and all the rest of the time. He's always there. But anyway, so here we are. Let me bring Alana on. She is today. Hi, Alana.
Hey, it's not how I am, because, you know, I'm always in awe. But, Jerry, is anybody in the hospital, man? Police station. I said, you sound like you've been through the mill, and so I'm being who I am. And I will ask, is anybody in the hospital, in the emergency room?
No, no.
The morgue, you know,
no, nothing like that. No, and just like we used to say to our kids when they were younger, when they start screaming, okay, you know, did you get stung by a bee? Is the house on fire? Blah, blah, blah. The answers were no, so there's no reason. No, it's just been a really challenging day. But I'm fine. I just am worn out for the moment.
It's just not very many people here, and it's me and you who's in chat. You know, yo, Chad, how are you?
Yep. Chad's there. Michelle's in there, and Judy, plus Rosemary and Tracy, so it's great to see them. And,
My peoples.
Yeah, that's right. So we're good. And, you know what? Maybe it wasn't Pat that called in. I think Judy called in, and then she dropped off to go into chat, and I think maybe that was Judy that was on the line, but I thought, well, anyway, Pat may call in. Anyway, whatever it is, like I said, I'm pretty marginal. I think what I'm going to do, I really don't have too much for today. There's just a lot going on. The only legitimate reason for me to bring up the stuff that I've gone through today is just because it really feels like an exclamation point on all our expectations of departure, so we'll just see. But anyway, it's still a good day in other ways, and we'll go through there. And there's Judy, she called back. Hi, Judy.
The expectations are running.
Yes. Yeah. Was me that called in and hung up because this song was so good that I wanted to hear it coming better on my computer, so I hung up the phone because I'm actually getting delayed here because my sister took my brother to a meeting and I'm like, yay, I get to do nothing for a minute. Oh my gosh, my feet are throbbing. But you know what, Jared? I know Alana will be good for this. I know Alana, okay, because she's my sis. Tressie and Rosemary and Michelle and I are in the chat room. And hi, everybody that'll listen in the archives. But if you just want to Jesus would love it. I know that our pastor would love to just get our undivided worship. Because I know Jerry hosted because he's a warrior bride, so he's having challenges. But he's hanging in there. He's fighting the good fight. He's doing good. But it's okay to be tired on this road. And I think it's really fun to just lay down and worship God together. There's power when we do it together as a community and a group. And there's power when you do it alone. But, you know, this is pretty special. We got some amazing people here with us right now. And we could lift up our praises to God, and He might just lift us up right now. I had a very amazing thing happen to me yesterday. I was with my brother. My brother is initiating everything, all the prayer, all the worship, everything. He's initiating it. I had a flirt yesterday and today. I turned on some worship music that we listened to at RCC. All music is worship, okay? So some of it was beautiful. Some of it was what people call secular, but it's all Jesus, okay? And I was putting my hands on his head, and I felt like the Lord was rearranging his brain and back to some kind of order. And he was behaving a bit different after that, and then he said he felt it. And then yesterday there was at one point, believe me, I'm sitting here in a fog of blessing, okay, but some of us are in the middle of a lot of stuff, and so we're tired, but don't mistake it. I'm freaking blessed out of my mind right now. So yesterday, I was totally exhausted again, and I laid down, and I literally was like, okay, is it just because I'm tired that my body feels like it's about to float up? I've had times where God definitely pulled me up and out, and it's amazing when He does that. But the Lord just really got a hold of me, and my brother was still for a moment, and so it was nice. And I shut my eyes, and I could just feel us going up and what the Lord was telling me. At first I thought it was just my body because I was tired because everything was tingling, but it's not usually what my body does when it's tired, but I'm like, okay, because I'm always the first to think it's not God. I really don't credit things to God unless I know it is, because I don't like that over-emotionalism, over-hype. I was in those circles for too long, and I hated it. I despise anything but authenticity. So that's what I was thinking, but it's certainly how my body behaves. So then as I shut my eyes and was just continuing to enjoy the feeling in my body, kind of like it was going to be going up is all I can describe it, the Lord was telling me to focus on his appearing. I get so caught up in doing this stuff, helping everybody and being a mom and having my son's friends over and then having to take care of my brother and going to the store and making sure there's food. I mean, just a lot going on right now. And he really wanted me to stay rapture focused. So he let me feel as if I was moving up, but it wasn't the kind where he rips me up and pulls me up. That's different. He's done that 4 times since he fell on my son. It's amazing. And 2 times before he fell on my son. But it was just a very subtle, all through my body, it was an awesome feeling, like I was going upward. And I wanted to share that flirt. Keeping my focus on relieving. And that's what I want you to keep focusing on. And that's what I'm excited that, because, you know, you can get caught up in all this stuff and what God's calling you to do. And it's okay because it's the Lord having you do stuff. But at the same time, he's coming. Always keep that at the forefront of your mind. And that's what he was telling me. And it really is, but I think he could tell that I was taking on stuff that I didn't need to take, you know, keep this in your mind. This is, you may just be doing this only for today. And so when he gave me that reminder, I was so excited. I was filled with all this energy, and I told my sister, this might just be for today. And then, you know, I could tell that, like, we set a spiritual climate. Our faith and our relationship with God changes the climate in the areas we're at. And when I could see the climate changing as I believed what God told me, and then I shared it with my sister. And I could see the spiritual, you know, climate changing in our house with all the stuff we have going on here right now. There's like a major miracle going on with my brother. And so I just wanted to share that and thank you, Jesus, for all of the wonderful work you're doing right up until the moment you get here. We're a warrior bride, so we're going to be exercising faith right up until we see you face to face, because as soon as we see you face to face, faith will no longer be something that we need to exercise. We will be with you forever. And I thank you so much for that, Father. And I thank you for empowering Pat and her family and her children. I thank you for empowering Jerry and his children and his family. Thank you for empowering Jason and his family and Michelle and her family and Alana and Rosemary. And thank you for taking all of our families and Raina's family and Tressie's family and just holding us so tight, so tight. You're just holding us tightly, and you'll keep us focused because you're a good groom. You'll keep us energized by you, and we trust you and we love you. And I know that, you know, we are falling over that finish line, and it's a wonderful thing to be at the end. And the end means a new beginning, and so be encouraged. Be encouraged, be encouraged. He's coming. Believe it. Believe it today and be happy. And that's all I want to say. I love it. Jesus is giving me rest. He really is. He's giving me rest.
Yeah, thank you, Judy.
Thank you for your sweet words in the chat room. Oh, Michelle said she thought 888. I found it in the cards. Probably Donald's put it in there. In the top left. No, the top left. Right there. Yeah, I'm throwing. Michelle said she saw 888 on the back of a license plate while at the same time seeing 555 on the clock. Yeah, and Rosemary's right, because 888 means new beginnings. And I was talking about new beginnings before I even read the chat room. So that's very cool. When I was saying that, new beginnings, I did not even look at the chat room. So that's awesome. You guys were saying that when I was saying it. Yeah. Yeah. Neela's there. Hi, Neela. It's Neela. She's Raina's daughter. She's in the chat room. She wants to take a field trip to Heaven Forever. Yes, Neela, let's do it. Today. Well, we're that close so we can believe it. Stock up on Jesus Christ.
Yep.
Keep stocking up on Jesus. And you'll be prepared for whatever's to come. And you'll be prepared to leave. Thanks for coming, Neela. It's nice to see you.
It is.
In the chat room. So, Jerry, in light of your day and stuff, and if,
yeah.
You know, I think it would be really an honor to worship our Lord together as a church and maybe even take song requests from people in chat and just do it together.
Sure.
It's super powerful. When my brother and I were worshiping together, God really moved. Oh, it was amazing. And God really touched us during the song by Phil Phillips that Alana gave us. Gone, gone, gone. My brother, brother actually looked like that. The same exact height. My brother looks like, I'm like, is this not your twin? Now my brother is an older version of him, but that's exactly what my brother looks like. Seriously, same jaw, same everything. So funny. And it's eerie. I said, look, there's your twin. He's like, oh my gosh. I'm like, I know. And the song and the lyrics were so healing. Oh my goodness. And then we listened to some, he really liked The Mercy Tree by Lacey Sturm. That really touched him. God really moved on that song. And the Jesus Culture and Dance With Me. Just, you guys, what I like about worshiping the God through song is that keep your eyes open or shut, but you can just go away. You can just be in another place. And, you know, when you start to cultivate that, you'll be in worship always. But singing helps to get you there if you can't automatically connect there, okay? It's just, even if you can, it's a beautiful thing to sing. It's a gift, and even if you're not a good singer, it's an act of faith because we're saying we trust you so much that we can stop everything we're doing, even our talking, and we can just sing and agree with the worship and just rest. And God told me people that can laugh have faith. People that can laugh are showing that they believe in God, because there are people that can't laugh have so much tension, they don't have any faith that God is taking care of them. And it's the same thing with people that can just worship and just let it all go and let it all go and let it all go. And he can really do that for us as we do that as a group. And I think he kind of set it up sort of shady tonight, where Jerry got a whole bunch of Percy whack going. And I just think it's time to just rest and receive. That's what I've been telling my brother for the last, you know, since Wednesday, since he got here. Just rest and receive. Rest and receive. You know? So let's do it. Oh, Rosemary said she had a revelation today in the chat room. She said, what if all the numbers we're seeing are like a speedometer, 444, 545, 455, 555, upward to reach heaven, number 8. That's neat. I like that.
That's good. Okay. So anybody who has a request using chat, you can ask. I have one. I can play for Alana, and then I'll come back and ask her a little later if there's something else you'd like. So I think that's good, Judy. Let me... Alana, do you have anything else you wanted to say, or you can ask for a song right now? Okay, well, we'll come back to that. Okay, good to go. You good, Judy? Thank you for sharing. That was really good. And I will play a song. Love you all. We'll be back in a few.
Praise Him for the mercy tree. Thank you so much.
And
and I will do it
for you. You're gone, gone, gone. When you fall like a statue, I'm gonna be there to catch you, put you on your feet, you on your feet. And if your well is empty, not a thing will prevent me. Tell me what you need, what do you need? I surrender honestly. You've always done the same for me, so I will do it for you. You're gone, gone, gone. You're my backbone. You're my cornerstone. You're my crutch when my legs stop moving. You're my head start. You're my rugged heart. You're the pulse that I've always needed. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, my heart never stops beating for you. You're gone, gone, gone. I'll love you long after you're gone, gone, gone.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married. Go into the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Anything right now.
Okay. That's okay. Just thought I'd ask. You have anything else you wanted to offer?
Just that I love you, Jesus. Can't wait to see Amen. You.
Amen. Amen. And I don't know if this is Raina or Neela. Hi. This is Raina or Neela?
Hi. Hi. Neela is going to bed.
Okay. Hi, Raina.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I was tired with singing, and, you know. And with the worship song you put tonight, to make me more, like, want to see Jesus more and more. Like Judy said, yeah. She was crying, you know, she couldn't even type. She
mm-hmm.
couldn't even
say mm-hmm.
what in the chat room.
That's right.
This was in the situation, like, want to go now.
Yeah, I know it would be really nice if you would move ahead for everybody in my vicinity. I know that that's true. Did you have a song request by any chance?
Not really. I do not have anything in mind.
Okay. I just thought I'd ask. Okay, I'll keep an eye on chat, but I'm going to play one here and maybe a couple more.
So I shout
Okay, I'm going to play a couple more songs here. The Spirit of the Bride says, come, come, Daddy, come, Lord. Spirit of the Groom says, come. Abba, Daddy, what are you doing? Fire up that chariot. Get us out of here. Thank you, Lord. We trust you for all things, but really looking forward to you. Okay, two more songs. Love you all, and we'll see you in the air.
Wonderful.
given your life before it's worth it. Your plans and dreams, your purpose. Give it up to Jesus.
Coming from it.